You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The South Bay used to be an area where African Americans flourished. Since the late 1700s, through the Great Migration and the Civil Rights Movement of the 60s, Black families thrived. They worked in the car industry, public service, and yes, technology. But today, just 2.8% of San Jose's population is Black. So what happened? Well, a new photo book tells us the story of Black San Jose. It's called African Americans of San Jose and Santa Clara County. Through more than 150 photographs, author Jean-Baptiste Atkins goes back in time, tracing the history of Black people in the South Bay, going all the way back to 1777.
During the days when the Spaniards, explorers, came to California, which wasn't California, of course, it was Spanish territory, they brought with them African Spaniards from Spain who came on the ships with the explorers. Some came as miners to mine for gold, and some came as agricultural workers. But so these people of African heritage came to San Jose, Santa Clara Valley. At that time, it was just the Spanish territory. And they were used, well, I don't want to say they were used, but they helped to build the missions. They also helped to establish the farmlands and the agricultural developments.
So were these enslaved people?
Well, you know what? We don't know. We don't know, but we do know the people of African heritage were on the ships, okay? Of the workers on the ships, six settled in the Pueblo. And to give you the exact name of the Pueblo, it was called El Pueblo de San Jose de Guadalupe.
And 1777.
1777. And when I first read about this at the library, I thought, oh, that's so interesting. So I had to debunk the story that we came with the Great Migration at the turn of the century. And I thought, no. We were here before then. The next major marker would have been the 1850s. And at that time, there was a church by the name of Trinity Episcopal Church. And Trinity Episcopal Church was a white church that actually had several people of African heritage who were members of the church. So they baptized and many of these members, and they also married some of these members. And Trinity Episcopal Church has maintained their records. And in the records, it actually shows which members are of Black heritage.
And still there?
And still there today. So I was able to look at the membership documents.
Okay. So at that time, what were people doing? What was their work? What were African Americans doing at the time?
Well, that's a great question, because African Americans worked as service workers. They worked in homes as gardeners and housekeepers and worked in childcare and labor. So they were provided labor to other families, the white families in the communities, as well as they were farmers. So many bought land and created farms and raised their children.
So the Great Migration did what then?
So what happened is many people from Texas, from Arkansas, from Oklahoma came to California. And that was because of the Great Depression in the Midwest. And so many families migrated. They migrated to work in industry. The Ford Motor Company was established in Richmond, which eventually moved down to Milpitas.
See, I didn't know we had a Ford Motor Company in the area.
Yes, and that employed many people, many Black families. There were many employment opportunities in technology. And so during the early days of technology, so many of the tech companies recruited Black workers from Black students from the prominent African American schools, universities.
Were there stories that you found really compelling that you said had to be in this book?
I think one of the most compelling stories is the Rib family story. They left the South in the late 1800s. And this was Henry Ribbs and Clyde Ribbs. They established their business, a plumbing business, and the other one, Clyde, established a transport business. With these two businesses, they then were the first African Americans that provided that service to the communities of San Jose. And they raised their children. There's one particular instance where Henry Ribbs, his son was denied access to a swimming pool up in Alum Rock Park, And he said, I know the mayor. I'm going to go and talk to the mayor. Just because he's black doesn't mean he shouldn't be able to swim in this pool. And he contacted the mayor. And, of course, they were able to talk to the pool supervisors, and they integrated the swimming pool right there on the spot. Mm-hmm. And so the Ribs, so Bunny Ribs was able to swim in the swimming pool. And from that moment on, African Americans were able to use the swimming pool. And I thought that for a family that left the South under racial tension and was able to continue their fight and to stand up for what was right, I feel that that was a real major example of what many other black families had to go through and had to overcome. And so I think that we need to be proud. I know that, you know, we are proud of our heroes, Martin Luther King and others, but we have local heroes too. And my purpose of writing this book was to highlight some of those local heroes, to identify some of the challenges that African Americans faced, and how African Americans were able to overcome them.
This is Silicon Valley today. Like I said at the beginning, San Jose is just 2% black. The demographics of the area have changed immensely. How has the tech industry affected the African American population in the South Bay, do you think?
What I did find out in my research is that there were tech companies like IBM that actually secured housing and then made their housing available to African Americans.
Oh, what years was this?
Well, this was this would have been in about the 1960s. Mm. And so I tell the story of a particular tech worker and in interviewing his wife, she said, "Oh, housing was not a problem because IBM provided the housing." And so what happened is that the tech companies recruited during those early days many African Americans. But the reason we see the fluctuation in population is because just as African Americans came into Silicon Valley, many African Americans left and went elsewhere, seeking other jobs, other employment opportunities, and other places to live. And I really honestly believe that the question we have to ask ourselves is, how can we keep African Americans, you know, in the valley?
Why do you think we don't hear enough about the history of black people in San Jose and Santa Clara?
Probably racism, probably just a lack of information. Writing the books back in, you know, the 1950s and 60s and 70s, maybe the writers just didn't know where to go. I don't know. But I set out to provide, to fill that void and to go back as far. And when I found out there were people in the 1777s that actually were a part of the Pueblo, I wanted to document that and put that in a book. And so now our school-age kids can read about the wonderful history of Santa Clara Valley, but they can also read about the contributions of African Americans. Just as we have books written about the Irish of whatever city, or for San Jose, the Mexican Americans of San Jose, now we have a book about the African Americans of San Jose. We have books on the Japanese, on the Chinese. And so that's why each ethnic group must write its story, so that we can provide that information as a resource to historians. So
and you
when
have
writing
to do
books,
it.
We have to do it. We must.
Nobody's going to do it for you.
And no one's going to do it for us. If no one's going to come in and write our story. We have to write our own story.
That's Jean-Baptiste Atkins. She's the author of the new book, African Americans of San Jose and Santa Clara County. And she'll be talking about her book at the San Jose Museum of Art this Sunday. Find the details at kalw.org.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long. I may go wrong and lose my way.